Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Why dares to feel good?
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
BXY Mornings on the number one hit music station, 98 BXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Time for the Vibe Check this Monday morning. You got Moose, you got Breezy, and we're
checking in, baby.
That's what we do at 6:10. Where's all of our friends at?
They're here. They're feeling good, as they should. On this beautiful Monday morning.
This cold, chilly start, but it's a victory Monday.
It is indeed. Let's get into it, shall we? Brittany's here. She says, good morning. Feeling good today? Yes, I am excited about Victory Monday. One hell of a game last night, or yesterday. Feeling good about it.
And the Chiefs lost.
Did they?
It's so tough.
Oh, who were they playing?
The Houston Texans, who we also lost to.
But
this
what
pretty
if they
much
still make the playoffs.
This is kind of like the nail in the coffin for them. In a sense,
is it?
Yeah.
Let's go. That's amazing. You know what? Not that I'm putting this out in the universe because I don't want it. But like, even if the Bills don't make it to the playoffs, and
yeah,
don't win the Super Bowl. As long as the Chiefs aren't there, I really don't care. You know what I mean? That's the second best thing. All right. Hey, guys. It's Candy Andy here.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Sorry I missed you last week. It's been a busy week, but vibes are all right. I was stood up this weekend.
Oh, no.
So I'm just trying to pass those good vibes along.
Oh,
love y'all.
What happened, dude?
That's so tough.
Who in their right mind? Let me open the phone lines here. Who in their right mind would stand up Candy Andy?
Also, like,
is that how you introduce yourself?
I fear all the men on our listenership are just, they're striking out left and right. Matt, Candy Andy,
I don't know what's going on. We got to turn the ship around.
I know.
These are good dudes.
I know.
They have a lot to offer.
Being stood up is,
I've been there too.
Oh, yeah.
It stings a little bit.
That was tough. That was a tough go around.
I mean,
you calling me spiraling. I'm literally in Canada. I'm like, okay, wait, hold on. I'm trying to help here.
No, it's not that I was spiraling before that took place.
No, I know. It was a spiral.
Yeah, it was a spiral study.
Anyways, sorry, bud. That's not great.
No, it's not. Hey, Candy Andy, listen, bud. Chin up.
Yep. Solid advice. Very helpful. Olivia's here. She says, vibes are okay. I'm just very excited for Christmas, but stressed all at the same time. Great.
I know. I was on Amazon last night. I'm just like, okay, what do I get everyone? You know, it helps to honestly have a list. But I did get a lot done. Like Saturday, I went out. Baby steps. Man, did I make the right decision going to the Dollar Tree to start buying holiday greeting cards. Because bucks a card I was spending last year, I'm like, what am I doing?
Absolutely not.
I'm not spending $100 on just cards I can then put money in it.
It's a dollar for two.
Yeah, that's what I did.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I got a buttload of cards for like $4.
I feel like I've told you this before, but I can't remember. My brother will do that. He'll go to the dollar store and get the 2-for-1 special, but he'll just give my mom 2 cards and my dad 2 cards. It's crazy.
What?
Yeah. Every year. For their birthdays, for Christmas.
So they get two cards that
it
say...
It says mom number one, mom number two.
Okay.
I don't... you know what? I go every year. I'm like, you know, you don't have to...
I love them.
All right. Whatever. You just save it for that.
Good old maxi pad. You're the man.
Crushing it.
How are your vibes?
Vibes are good. We decorated for Christmas this weekend. And when
good.
I say we, I mean Patrice. She crushed it. It looks great in there.
I can't wait to see it.
You have to come over. I do want garland for our stairs.
That's important.
So I don't know where to get that, but I'm going to find it.
Huge garland energy.
Huge garland girl. The old garland girls. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm excited.
That's great. Patrice does. No, you found a good one. She does a lot for you. She tightens you down.
She does everything for me.
Yeah, no, that's good.
Yeah, but it was a good weekend. Bills last yesterday. Okay, so I just have to say this. Obviously, it's very obvious and apparent. I talk about it all the time. I have all my lesbian friends, lesbian soiree, and most of these women are not like me. They're all very masculine. They all have, not all of them, but a lot of them have like really short hair. Like, they're not girly like me. Let's just
Look like Southwest flight attendants.
You know, when that's the point of you know, comparison for everyone, I think it loses its zest. But they aren't super girly. But yesterday during the Bills game, I was putting tinsel in their hair. I was putting lip gloss on them. I was dressing them up like my dolls. And my heart's never been more full in my entire life.
That's wonderful.
I put a video on my Instagram. You can go check it out at Breezy on Air. It was hilarious.
Nothing screams a Bills victory like tinsel.
And you know, Mrs. Brightside lip gloss.
Well, I'm glad the weekend vibes were great. Mine are up too. Got past that funeral on Friday.
Yes, that was tough.
Yeah, but a beautiful service to our friend Bethany. And then got to watch the Bills play yesterday. And yeah, it was overall a good weekend with friends and family. You know what I mean? You put those two things together. It's always good.
Yeah.
Looking forward to the start of a new week. Christmas is in, 2.5 weeks? Something like that?
Yeah.
2 weeks this Thursday. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. And don't forget, Campy Breezy is coming up this morning. We have tickets to go see Cruel Summer this Friday night at Innovation Square. A Taylor Swift tribute band. You know, they're our friends. You guys know who they are.
Yeah.
Breezy and I will be hosting. Make sure you listen to Win for those. And then coming up for the big story of the day, why drugs are bad. We'll tell you about these two brothers. And maybe you guys work out at their gym in the east side here. But we'll tell you what they're facing and why they were arrested. All the stories in the news. And we'll give you all the details for that coming up next on the show. Stay there. It's PXY Mornings.
Connect with PXY Mornings on our socials.
Facebook.
IG.
X.
98 PXY Rochester.
It's Moose and Breezy on 98
PXY.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Good mornings, Moose, Breezy, two naughty brothers who own a gym on Rochester's East Side are now facing federal drug trafficking-related charges following investigation by New York State Police.
Steroids?
No.
Oh. I feel like that would have made more sense.
I would say it's worse than that. This began last January, according to the United States Attorney's Office. Andy Rucci, 41, distributed large quantities of cocaine and fentanyl to people in the Rochester area.
So that's different.
Yeah, with his brother Joel, 38, working as his partner, prosecutor said. So according to a federal affidavit, a vehicle owned by Andy was used to travel from Rochester to Binghamton, purchase all that cocaine for redistribution here in the 585. And state police executed a search warrant last month in November during a traffic stop of a vehicle being driven by Joel on Interstate 490 in Pittsford. 6-kilogram-sized bricks of cocaine were found inside the vehicle.
Oh, my God.
That's a lot. Yeah, it's a lot of booger sugar. They later searched a home that was tied to the brothers on Matthew Street here downtown.
Oh, yeah, that's right around the corner.
Right, where they found over $25,000 in cash and a stupid amount of drugs.
Wow.
A lot of druggies. A lot of pills. Lot of powder. Both Joel and Andy are charged with conspiracy to possess with intent to distribute 5 kilograms or more of cocaine. And prosecutors said the brothers own and operate Vivas Fitness on Culver Road, but did not say if the business is any way connected to the alleged crimes.
Right.
They're in trouble.
Yeah, no.
Nice that they have each other's backs, you know, and they're trying to run a family-operated business here,
not
but you
gotta do, not the family-owned business.
You gotta do it legally.
Fully.
This is not it. This is not it. So this will be in the news for, you know, weeks, maybe months to come to see what happens with them. Also, coming up on the show, has anyone ever felt like you were being erased from your own child's life? Because what happens when someone starts turning your own kid against you? I've seen this movie. I've heard of this happening. We got a message for Parental Confidential over the weekend that really stood out to us. And coming up, we're going to read you the message and see who has been through something similar and who might be able to help out. That's coming up next on the show. Stay there.
98PXY is free and always will be.
I buy myself flowers, too. Oh, no, it's not just Miley. I love a fresh bouquet every 2 weeks. That's Breezy.
He literally does. And then he'll post on his Instagram story and be like, ugh, so cool that someone bought these for me. I'm like, what?
Peaks by Mornings, Moose, Breezy. The message that came in over the weekend is from a single mom named Lori from Rochester. She's got every reason to believe her ex is turning her own children against her on purpose. And she says there isn't anything she can do about it.
That's not great.
This is relatable in the sense that I've seen this happen before.
Yeah.
585-252-9800. Would love for anyone to weigh in this morning, especially if you have advice. But also, if you've been through something similar like this, how do you deal with something along the lines of someone turning your own kids against you? Lori writes, "Hi, Moose and Breezy. I wanted to share my dilemma. Been going through this with my ex for some time now, and I don't even know how to say this without crying. I've been divorced from my kid's dad for over a year. I can feel him turning them against me on purpose. He doesn't just make comments. He tells them I'm selfish, that I ruin the family, that I don't love them as much as he does. I mean, he grills them when they come back from my house. I can see the change in them. My son doesn't speak to me as much as he used to. My daughter looks at me like she doesn't trust me. They're only 10 and 14. Yeah, that's young. I will not trash him back, but it feels like I'm being erased from their lives while I'm standing right in front of them. And I don't know how to fight him without hurting my kids. I'm terrified I'm losing them for good. This has simply come down to my ex being bitter and upset that I walked away from our abusive marriage. Enough was enough. Now he wants to get back at me. Does anyone survive this? Because I feel like I'm about to lose my children to a man who hates me more than he loves them. Thanks so much, guys, for putting this out there for me. I appreciate it.
It's so diabolical.
It happens. So diabolical. People do it. They use their kids as pawns.
Yeah, and they like make them believe things that aren't true. But because you have your own agenda.
I truly believe, though, that the kids will form an opinion of their own as they get older. They'll see what's happening. 585-252-9800. What's your advice?
Kids are so easily influenced at that age and, you know, a little bit older too, that it's going to take them some time, maybe 5 to 10 years for them to actually.
Oh, yeah. It's going to take time.
And it's just time wasted for this mom.
Have you ever been in a similar situation, you guys, with your bitter ex who was trying to pin the kids against you? I mean, how do you fight back and turn that around? We have, let me see here. We got a couple messages from listeners I want to get to. But, you know, I will say, though, that I think this happens often, I think. I don't think everyone is as lucky when it comes to being able to co-parent in a healthy way.
Right.
Where everyone's on the same page and both partners still get along great with one another. That it doesn't always happen that way. You got people like this. You have bitter, jealous exes who will do everything they can to pin their, you know, your kids against you.
Right.
Which is sad, but that happens. Someone just said, document everything, screenshots, dates, times, what your kids say, what you think he's saying. Don't argue with him emotionally. You just got to keep it factual and build a paper trail.
You have to. You have to keep that because, honestly, at the end of the day, that's really the only way people get to, like, keep their kids or fight for custody for their kids. Because at the end of the day, when you go into those court systems, it's your word against theirs. It's a he said, she said. But if you have hard, concrete evidence, especially if he is trying to take your kids away from you, you need to be armed and ready.
Oh, yeah.
For whatever it is that he tries to throw.
Yeah. Michelle,
he's a loose cannon. He's unpredictable.
Yeah, he's super upset about the divorce, it sounds like. Michelle says, never badmouth him back. It hurts. But kids eventually figure out who stayed calm and who played dirty. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And it might take 5-10 years, but they'll figure it out.
Right.
They're smart. Let me go over to Tom on the line. Good morning, buddy.
Hey guys, how we doing?
Good, man.
How are you?
What are your thoughts on this?
Good. So I totally understand where she's coming from. I have an ex who I left a couple years ago, very abusive, and our son is nonverbal autistic.
Oh, got it.
And it's very, very difficult because not only does she, you know, I know what she says about me to other people about, you know, my relationship with my son.
Sure.
She tells the entire school district that I'm not involved in his life and I don't, you know, pay anything in child support. It's just, I hear all these rumors coming back about me. It's very, very difficult. My best suggestion is just to, you know, how you feel about your own kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, try not to let it bother you, but I know it's very tough.
That must be so hard with a child who is nonverbal, who can't even remotely speak up for you, even if it's not like defending you. It's just like, no, like I saw my dad this weekend. That must be really hard.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's taken me for to court many times and then tries to flip the stories around.
She's weaponizing it.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. She uses it again. You know, she uses it for her own
advantage.
What do you do to stay calm in situations like that where you just don't go overboard and you just lose it? How do you keep yourself calm and tell yourself it's going to work out?
It's very difficult. I just talk to myself. I mean, I'm in a very healthy relationship now, and that's the same thing. She's better because
that helps.
You know, I left and am in a healthy relationship, and she doesn't. And she can't keep our son away from my girlfriend now. So she's taking me to court for, you know, orders of protection over lies and stuff, and it's just, it's very challenging.
You know what, Tom? The only thing you can really do is control what you can control, and that's to just continue to be the best dad you can be.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah. Exactly. People form their own opinions, and, you know, it's just all you can do. So yeah. I've learned a lot in the past couple of years, and, you know, again, I think the kids will see in the long run, you know, who the problem was.
100%. Yeah, just keep being a good guy, man. Keep being a good dad. I appreciate you reaching out this morning.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
All right, brother.
Have a good one.
I absolutely hate weak people like this, Tanya said. They can't control their emotions or take accountability for why the relationship ended, so they use the kids against the parent. And my ex did the same thing to me. And the best advice I got was to get a family court mediator involved early. Not to win, but to just document the behavior before it gets worse.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin says, hi, Moose and Breezy. I'm a therapist. Wanted to suggest that this mom put her kids in therapy, but don't make it about the dad. Just say this is a safe place to talk about your feelings, and those therapists can smell manipulation from a mile away.
Fair. Very fair.
Yeah, that's 100% correct.
Yeah. It's just such a tough situation to be in. And like you said, eventually they will form their own opinions and realize who the actual one is that only is looking out for their best interests.
Yep.
But that's going to take not a short amount of time.
Yeah.
So it's frustrating.
Yeah, Lori, I would, like a lot of people are saying, document everything. And also don't interrogate your kids about what did he say. Don't do that because it's going to backfire.
Right.
If they do open up about what's going on, just say, all right, thanks for telling me. Keep your reactions calm. Thanks, guys, for the messages this morning on this one. We appreciate it. Lori, thank you for your message. Best of luck. It's PXY Mornings. You got Moose and Breezy. We'll be right back.
98 PXY.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.